Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It was an important one. I had told the defense here, you're closer than you think. And it hadn't been the performances that we wanted going into today. But I didn't think we were as far off. And so I thought, you know, knock one out with Uz to get the recovery. I thought that was big. Felt their pass rush, you know, and the guys, the energy. And so, nice thing as a coach on games like this, there's clearly things to improve upon. We had some penalties that we wouldn't have liked. But by and large, I thought, you know, seeing defensively, especially on that stop after the interception, I thought, what a great example of, you know, having, you know, one other's back, you know, from the offense after the first score to go down and score, and then defensively after the interception to go do the same. So that was really cool for me to see.
Commanders head coach Dan Quinn, after the victory on Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals, they held the Birds to just 14 points. It was a big issue going in to Sunday's game, this Washington defense. Could we trust them Sunday? A coming out party, to say the least. They hold Arizona to 4-for-11 on third down, under 300 yards of total offense, and they dropped the man baby, Kyler Murray, four times as that pass rush finally was able to get ratcheted up a little bit. It is overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. It's the Youngest in Charge movement, Linnell Willingham. I'll be taking you up to 10 o'clock tonight before we hand things off to Bart Winkler in the Infinity Sports Network. Right now, phone lines packed. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Is Washington's offense, who's right now third in the NFL in points per game, sixth in the NFL in total yards, number one on third down, are they good enough to overcome the shortcomings? I did it again. Are they good enough to overcome the bugaboos of Washington defensively? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll waste no more time. Wendell out in Springfield. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm not worried really about the defense, because for the first time I can remember, to be honest, we can hang with anybody.
offensively,
you're playing,
right?
Yeah, offensively, we can hang with anybody. And if your plan is to come out and run the ball against us, I just think the offense being so potent, you're going to get left in the dust. If that's your ultimate game plan, we're not turning the ball over. And then our time of possession is helping the defense out, too.
For sure.
I mean, we're not putting them out there exposing them as much as we have in years past. As long as they shore it up come playoff time. You see what I did there?
Yeah, come playoff time. What is that, Wendell? What you predicting something, brother?
You see what I did right there? As long as they get it, long comes late in the season, though.
Sure.
All jokes aside, the defense is getting better and improving. I saw that last week. I think they'll be all right. Thanks for taking my call, though.
Yes, indeed. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Some more insight on Washington defensively. This is from our pals over at NFL Pro, who's giving the us the advanced analytics. Make sure if you don't have an account, go subscribe. I don't want to get any out of pockets or not. It don't cost that much. And to give you some insight as to why things are looking the way that they're looking, Washington right now, that's 24th in points per game allowed at 25 points per game. Yards allowed, they're giving up the sixth most yards per game. Touchdowns total given up, they've given up the fourth most touchdowns all year. Really, it's second. They're tied for second. It's the Rams, Cardinals, Commanders all in a tie for who's giving up the most touchdowns. They got to get better on that side of the football. And this is my thing, and I went on my diatribe last week. Joe Witt mentioned it. Until John Allen and Daron Payne show up and play like the game wreckers that they're paid to be, emphasis on paid to be, then this defense isn't going to do or isn't going to meet expectations, so to speak. Straight up. And I don't want to put it all on just two guys, but they go, or this defense rather, goes as far as John and Daron are going to take them. Point blank, period. You are the highest paid defensive tackle duo in the National Football League. There is no reason Washington should be 27th in the National Football League in terms of pressure rate on opposing quarterbacks. We can't impact the quarterback to save our life. We can't get after the passer. We can't stop the run. We just started tackling. Thank God. The last 2 weeks, Jeremy Chinju is about to give me a heart attack, brother. Now, look, as hard as I was on Jeremy Chin when he played bad, I'm the same dude who's going to be your biggest fan when you play well. He has been a badass the last 2 weeks. From the Mike Gesicki hit to the forced fumble on special teams, you name it, Jeremy Chin has embodied that physical, arriving violently play style that Joe Witt Jr. and company have been preaching here from Washington. But I gave you some of the numbers. 27th in quarterback pressure percentage. Number 2 in rush yards allowed per play. I mean, it's bad. They're not good on that side of the football. Is the offense, though, good enough to make those poor defensive metrics not that big of a deal? Bernie out in Potomac Falls. What's going on, Bern?
Well, I might take a look. I'm going against what the caller said before, but you know what the biggest thing an enemy to a defense is, and specifically our defense?
What's that?
Is when your own offense can score. Because other teams, you know, if we had Heinicke or we had any quarterback, they'd be like, no, if we get to 17, game over, because the other team can't score. Other teams are going to game plan to score for that, because they know Jaden Daniels can lead you down. So that defense is going to be put more to a test. Nobody's going to try to beat us 14-10. Other teams now are going to game plan like, we got to go into that game and get 28-35. I think that's going to stretch our defense even more. Here's what I would rather see. I would rather see them blitz and give up the big 60-50-yard play.
Yes.
Than see a team just nickel and dime us all the way down the field. I'd rather have them not throw to open receivers 8 yards down the field and try to complete it deep. But the fact that we can score now, other teams are going to try to score 35 on us, and that's going to stretch what is already a porous defense. The only other hope I have is if you're offensive coordinator, you got so many choices. Well, do I run the ball? Do I pass the ball? This guy's so open. It's almost like a buffet. You don't know what to choose.
Yeah.
So I know you got a lot of calls. I'll hang up and listen, but that's my concern.
No, Bernie, I appreciate it. And I'll say this to even take it a step further, right? I think Washington's defense should be better because of how much rest they're getting on the sideline. That's just the way that I look at it, right? And I'm about to try to pull it up here. I don't know exactly where Washington ranks in time of possession, but to me, when you're putting together on Sunday, right, guys, remember when they got pinned deep in their own territory? They had to start from their own 4-yard line. I guarantee all of you out there felt just like me. I said, oh, there's no damn way they don't go 96 yards and score. And what do? They go 96 yards and score. When you are able to dominate the clock the way Washington has, they're fifth in the NFL. Dude, this is crazy. And it's only by 5 seconds. They're fifth in the NFL in time of possession. When you're putting up those type of numbers, I think it should be easy for you as a defense, right, to play better. Look at the other defenses that are in the top five of time of possession. New Orleans has been like a bat out of hell defensively. Houston, they've had a really good defense here to start. Pittsburgh, arguably the best defense in football. San Francisco. You see what I'm saying here? So when you dominate time of possession the way Washington is offensively, I think it puts, or should rather, make life that much easier for your defense. That 96-yard scoring drive that I'm referring to, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just look at the first half drive summaries alone. First touchdown drive, damn near 5 minutes. Second touchdown drive, 7 minutes and 21 seconds of clock eaten up. Your defense should be well rested. But think about this, right? After that drive, Washington got a three and out, and then Jaden throws the pick. So defensively, yeah, you did bounce back. But 7 minute drive, 5 minute drive. In the second half, you had a 6 minute, 37 second field goal drive. You had the three play, 70 yard touchdown drive because of the Noah Brown PI that you drew deep down the field. But you get what I'm saying here. For all of you that feel like the defense is going to turn it around, the offense is only going to stay this hot for so long. What happens when the offense regresses, right? Because it's natural. It's natural regression that's going to happen. What happens when the offense regresses and the defense has got to play even more? Do you then worry about Washington defensively? Derek's out in Waldorf. What's going on, Derek?
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for taking
What's going
my
on,
call.
Brother?
Not much, sir. I'm thankful. I just think the defense needs a little bit more time. Like you said, the offense is putting up, holding up, you know, doing the clock work, holding on to the ball, allowing the defense to rest. But those guys are pretty much new. It's a lot of new players on the defense. And I definitely agree with what you're saying with Allen and Payne not holding up to their part of the deal with all the money being paid. But I just think that if the defense is given more time to gel, I think that they will be better. I don't think they'll be better enough to win a playoff game, but I think the defense will be better enough to get the team to a playoff. Before the season started, I was saying I thought the team would go win at least 10 games. I know I'm biased. I'm from Louisiana. I'm a big LSU fan
yes,
and a Jaden fan.
Okay.
So I'm biased, but I've been saying that since before the season started. I think that Jaden and the offense can help the team get there, but I don't think the defense is strong enough to win once they get to the playoffs. This year, give them a year and Bruce maybe add some more pieces on the defense, I think that the Commanders will be a team to reckon with in years to come. So, big-time supporter. Unfortunately, you know, don't hang up on me, but I'm a Saints fan, but a Commander. I said I'm from Louisiana.
Look, Derek, I got to ask you this, brother, because
you're
New Orleans Saints. We're getting ready to switch and start talking a little bit of Devontae Adams here. Do you want your New Orleans Saints to be in on Devontae Adams, Derek?
I do, big time.
Yeah.
But I want the Commanders as well, because I'm a season ticket holder for the Commanders. My wife is a native Washingtonian, so I'm a season ticket holder for the Commanders, but we definitely need another wide receiver, the opposite side of Olave. We need some help
for
on that side. So I would love to see the Saints get Devontae.
You got to do me one favor here, because I know a lot of ears right now in the DMV are listening.
Okay.
How pleased have you been with Chase Young?
You know what? I know Chase's dad, so. But anyway.
Oh, you know Chase's dad. So, look, I'm saying it in a good way, though. I think Chase has come out.
So,
him and Carl Granderson have been wreaking havoc.
Chase
is playing the run right now a lot better than he's playing the pass. But, man, week one, he dominated.
I agree. And I think Chase is doing some good things. I actually got a chance to see the Saints play this weekend because I'm always traveling to the Commanders games.
Okay.
So I got a chance to see Chase, and I like what I saw this weekend. You know, he was able to put some pressure on the quarterback. But, you know, he's known for running past the quarterback. But this weekend he actually was able to get to the quarterback.
Right.
And I like what he's doing against the run. So, yes, I am happy with what I'm seeing from Chase. And like I said, it's still early, so I'm hoping that he could continue to grow. Because conversations I had with his dad, he's expecting to have a breakout season this year. He's supposed to be 100% healthy.
He's healthy, and right. I think that's the main thing. That's the main
thing.
Derek, I appreciate you as always, brother.
Hey, thank you very much for the call, sir.
Yes,
I appreciate
indeed.
You.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. Micah is out in Clinton. What's going on, Micah?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good, brother.
One of the things, I know y'all are on defense right now, but Vincent Knott, man. I've been watching these last four games, man, and Vincent Knott, man, he's been open.
He's so he's so close, brother, to pop in a big, massive play downfield.
Man, he's a bulldog, man. He's a bulldozer, man. He catches the ball, and he can run over it, man. The middle of the field is wide open for him, man. And I'm hoping that the coaches can see that, man. Vincent Knott is a good, good, good jewel for the jewel that we have in Jaden Daniels. He's an escape plan for Jay. He could be an escape plan for Jaden Daniels. And I'm hoping that that young guy, Big Ben, I call him Big Bad Vincent Knott. That's the name that I give him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
That kid, man, he's a special talent, man.
And Micah, it's not
I believe that.
Yeah, it's not just him as a receiver either, Micah, because he's been open. Some of the Jeremy McNichols touchdown run, Ben Sinnott makes the pin down block. We've seen him be physical in the run game. I love everything they've gotten from him at this point.
Yes, yes, and he's a good blocker. Yes, and his release though, off his blocks though, man. He's a jewel, man. And I'm just hoping that he gets the opportunity to have to make a name for himself.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I think he will.
Jaden, man, I love Jaden all the way, man. And we got a good offensive line right now. They're clicking right now, man. They're getting better, man. And Coleman also. I want to bring him up on the left side of our offensive line, man. I mean, this guy's laying guys down, man. I'm surprised nobody's not even talking about him. You know what I'm saying? And he's laying these guys down on the offensive line, man. And oh my goodness, man. We got a squad, man.
We do.
I'm gonna tell you, man. I think we're gonna blow the Browns out, man.
Hey,
all the way.
Micah, I'm telling you, and I'm ready for it. Felt like Sunday was that like blow you out, disrespect you type of game. They hung 42 on Arizona. If you do that at home, Micah, could you imagine what the environment's going to be like around here next week massive Ravens game? I can't wait for
it,
brother.
Check this out. I think the name of the stadium should be the Command Center instead of, hey, look, they need to change the name to the Command Center. You hear me? I take a man all day.
I hear you, brother.
All day.
I feel you, brother. Micah and Clinton, appreciate you. 1-800-636-1067. We got Mark in Arlington back. We lost you earlier, Mark. What's going on, brother? What do you think?
No, thanks so much for taking. Yeah, had some work stuff come up, so thanks for
good,
taking
bro.
My call. But I'm on board with everything that you've been discussing tonight is on par. The defense does have to. You don't want Jaden running, kind of putting it all on his shoulders all the time to have to come and deliver.
Right.
The thing that I like is that, like you said, we're first in third down conversion. When was the last time we could say that we were winning on third down? And on the flip side of that, too, when the defense is getting off the field on third down, there are so many times that we've seen over the past couple of years, it'd be third and long, and sure enough, it'd be a penalty, it'd be a big play, or anything like that. So you have to give the flowers where it's due with the defense and what they've been able to do. But we need to make sure that the defense is going to stop the run. You mentioned, like, with Daron Payne and Allen.
I need more. I need more, brother. I do.
So I think it's more about the scheme, right? Because, you know, Dorrance Armstrong is coming in. He's having a pretty decent year. And up until he got hurt, Farrell was having some really good splash plays. So I think they're creating more opportunities for the guys around them, which I know you want to see Payne and Allen's name called out a lot more with them getting, you know, rushes. But I think a lot of teams are going and attacking them. And I think the big part of it, too, is that we need Mathis to come in and play. We need Newton to come in. And, you know, we drafted him really high, and they were really high on him and haven't really heard. I know he's been, you know, injured, but and one thing I wanted to say, too, is I know everyone's talking about Davante Adams and all that. I'm going to steer clear of that. I don't want Davante. As nice as he is, I think he's going to go to the Jets, honestly, and be reunited with A-Rod. But the name that I want to put out there and start putting in the rumor mill, You saw how Ja'Marr Chase was talking to Doug Williams after the game? I'm just saying.
Wouldn't that be something?
Too. He was talking to him after the game like, hey, they're not trying to pay you there. Come on over here. You know we got the cap. So I think Ja'Marr Chase is going to be a name that we're going to see maybe before the trade deadline. If they're not going to pay him, you know,
And if their record's not good, boy, Mark, don't you put that in the air. It would be very – it almost sounds too good to be true.
They don't want to pay T. Higgins. They don't want to pay Ja'Marr. There was someone that before the Bengals and the Chiefs game,
mm-hmm.
they were supposedly trying to do – they were supposedly trying to get people to go to the stadium to – and they were charging like $120, $130 for a viewing party.
So oh, so they can have some extra money to pay.
Try to pay Ja'Marr.
That's
right?
Crazy, so Mark. I'm letting you go off of that, brother. Could you imagine? Wouldn't that be something? Wow, $130 viewing party so we could pay Ja'Marr Chase's crybaby ass. He's a dog, though. I'll give that to him. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We mentioned the wide receiver position. When we come back, the latest from ESPN's NFL insider Adam Schefter on Devontae Adams and his potential next destination. All that and more coming up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
1-800-636-1067 is the number here on the MGM National Harbor List of Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Plenty more overtime to get to, about an hour and a half left to go before we hand things over to Bart Winkler and the Infinity Sports Network. Still to come, a couple of young pups around the DMV sports landscape going to join us. Bilal Coulibaly, Washington's first-round pick, the Wizards' first-round pick from 2023, going to join the program in the 9 o'clock hour, as well as our pal Luke McCaffrey. Nice enough to give us some time. So he will join us in the 9 o'clock hour as well. So make sure you keep it locked right here to overtime. We've been talking all things burgundy and gold. Commanders off to a smoking hot 3-1 start. Big win Sunday against Arizona in blowout fashion, 42-14. We found out earlier today, Jaden Daniels, NFL FedEx Air and Ground Player of the Week. So the accolades continuing to pour in for the former Heisman Trophy winner. Thought they turned a little bit of a corner defensively. We just spent a long time discussing this Commanders defense and whether or not the offense is good enough to overcome their bugaboos. If you missed any of that conversation, make sure you download the free Odyssey app. Go back to about 7:30. We've been talking all things Commanders defense since then. But right now, I want to take another look at another big story from this week that's really gained legs and traction here over the past 24 hours or so. Remember all offseason, we were on Brandon Ayuk watch. Was Washington going to be able to get him? Could Adam Peters do the unthinkable and land all-pro wide receiver Brandon Ayuk? We got annoyed at Jaden Daniels because Ayuk posted the practice cut up. We saw the TikTok between Jaden Daniels and Ayuk. We saw the pivot interview that he did with Ryan Clark and Channing Crowder, Fred Taylor. But at the end of the day, at the 23rd and a half hour, as I like to call it, the Niners agreed to terms on a deal with Brandon Ayuk. And let's just say Brandon Ayuk, despite, and this is what's crazy about it, despite Brock Purdy sitting where he sits in terms of passing yards in the NFL, and right now San Francisco, the second best passing offense in the NFL, Brock Purdy leads the National Football League and passing yards. Despite those numbers, old Brandon Ayuk, the disgruntled crybaby, 13 catches, 167 yards, has been a all year long. All year long. His season high for yards, 48 this year. Two catches for 48 yards Sunday against New England. Now, granted, both of them for first down, so I give him credit there. That's what he does. He's a chain mover. But Washington was out on Ayuk. Will they be in on disgruntled Raiders wide receiver Davante Adams? Right now, take a listen to ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter earlier today on NFL Live with the beautiful Laura Rutledge. May I add beautiful? Given the latest on Davante Adams and the Raiders.
Well, Laura, it's looking increasingly likely that the Las Vegas Raiders are going to wind up trading Davante Adams. The question is, where will he be sent and when will be he sent out of Las Vegas? And he, if he's given a choice, ideally would like to end up with a quarterback that he's played with in the past. And two of his top landing spots, if not the top two landing spots, are the New York Jets with Aaron Rodgers and the New Orleans Saints with Derek Carr. Those would be the places that he would like to go. And now we see if those two teams can figure out a way to work out a trade with the Raiders, who are asking teams for a combination of a second-round pick and additional compensation. It remains to be seen whether they can come close to getting that in return. They would have gotten that this summer had they entertained the idea of trading Davante Adams, but they shot down all inquiries that came their way this summer thinking that they were going to hold on to Davante Adams. But clearly, with the way this season has started, with the way that the quarterback has played, with the way things have gone, Davante Adams is looking to get out, and the Raiders look like they're going to be forced to have to accommodate his wishes and make a deal sometime before the NFL trade deadline on November 5th, which also just happens to be the day of the presidential election.
Oh, Schefter, did you have to throw that in? ESPN's Adam Schefter, Laura Rutledge on ESPN earlier today on NFL Live. One of my favorite shows, by the way. I'm a big NFL Live guy. I love First Things First. Nick Wright is a genius. If you know who Nick Wright is, shout out to you. But bottom line is this. Devontae Adams, a dude that is coming off back to back to back to back 100-plus catch seasons, wants out. And the big question, should Washington be interested in Devontae Adams? And I think, for me, I'm interested, but I'm not pressed. Pick up what I'm putting down. This is for the youngest in charge movement only. If you're into Instagram, right? If you're on the old X app, on Snapchat, you can be Snapchatting, DMing. You may respond every hour or so. You interested, but you're not pressed. That's how I feel about Devontae Adams coming here to Washington. I understand the tremendous amount of value that he brings to this offense and this organization because one of the most decorated receivers we've seen here in the 2000s. I mean, he has been awesome. But you have to take into account a couple of different things when it comes to a potential Devontae Adams trade. One, the draft capital, as Schefty mentioned, that Vegas is asking for. I saw 2 seconds. I've seen 2/3. And then a contract. And for a receiver, right, who is 31 years old, going to turn 32 before the season ends, you wonder, right? Well, am I guaranteed that level of production out of Devontae Adams if I decide to make a trade for him? So I understand the drawbacks to acquiring Devontae Adams. That's all you'll ever hear about from anybody. We're already happy with what we have, and we're 3-1 in the offense. Shut up. The one argument that I get really annoyed with when it comes to not bringing in Devontae Adams is, he's a diva. And, I don't want them to mess up the chemistry in the locker room. The hell with all of that. Which I think Adam Peters and Dan Quinn are running a damn daycare over in Ashburn, huh? They have a strong enough locker room, right, to bring in a guy of the caliber of Devontae Adams. Here's why they need to do it. And like I said, it's one of those things where I send a selfie to her, she'll send a selfie to me, we don't talk for 2 days. I'm interested, but I'm not pressed. This is why I'm interested in Devontae Adams from a schematical standpoint. Think about what we've seen from Washington the past 6 quarters. Second half against New York, second half against New York, and then the Arizona game and the Cincinnati game. We've seen this passing offense begin to evolve, right? They're pushing it vertically. They're attacking the middle of the field, right? The passing game is evolving each and every week out of different personnel groupings, you name it. You add Devontae Adams to the fold, and you now have a wide receiver that opposing defenses have to game plan for as you continue to evolve this passing offense. You get what I'm saying there? Devontae Adams is a guy, right? Devontae Adams is a guy that demands attention from a defensive coordinator, that draws a double team, right? Washington doesn't have one of those right now offensively. They don't. As much as you love Terry McLaurin, and I get it, Terry is going to get coverage swayed towards him just because Washington has no one else, but you add Devontae to the mix, and now you've got two guys on the perimeter that defenses are fearful of. And no disrespect to Terry, he's not on the same stratosphere as Devontae Adams. So Devontae then gets the extra attention. And then what does that allow for Terry to be? The vertical threat of this offense. Terry's your best vertical threat that you have, but he receives so much attention that it's hard to get him the football at times. You had Devontae Adams. I think it opens up this entire offense. Now, once again, I can use every example that I want. She likes my pictures. I like a few of hers. She FaceTimes me one night. I don't answer, but I call her back. I'm interested, but I'm not pressed. Are you interested in Devontae Adams potentially coming to Washington? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Back-to-back-to-back-to-back 100 reception seasons for Devontae. 31 years old. One of the most decorated wide receivers in the NFL. Let's keep it a thiyow, as I like to say, right, about the wide receiver conversation. It's Tyreek Hill, it's Devontae Adams, and it's Justin Jefferson. Those three are in a class of their own, in my opinion. Chime in, Matt Max. You watch ball like I do. To me, those are the three best wideouts in the NFL. And they're unicorns.
So my thing about Devontae is that he's great when healthy, which is the big caveat with him. He's not healthy a ton, at least in his old age, especially in his old age.
But he played through injuries the last couple of years. Which, he's not missing games.
Yeah, but that's going to hurt you down the line, too. So if I'm going to be paying you big money, then why am I going to invest in that? You know what I mean?
I hear that. And I feel that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I hear the drawback, right? And I hear, well, the injury history. I get that. But the one thing I would say about Jaden Daniels in this offense and where things are going right now, you got to strike while the iron is hot. You got to maximize, right? You have to maximize Jaden Daniels' window of being on a rookie contract. It's the greatest asset in all of professional sports, in my opinion, having a dog-ass quarterback on a rookie deal because you get to insulate the rest of the roster around him. Look at Brock Purdy in San Francisco. Look at Jalen Hurts with the Philadelphia Eagles. See what I'm saying? It could be us. And I'll say it once again till I'm blue in the face. Right? I'll give you another example. She pick up the bill for me one night. I pick up the bill for her one night. Then we don't go on a date for 2 whole weeks. I'm interested, not pressed, for Devontae Adams. That's why I sit with it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 2020, 18 touchdowns. 2021, 11 touchdowns. 2022, 14 touchdowns. Last year, with porn star Jimmy throwing him the damn football, 8 touchdowns. You see what I'm saying here? You see what I'm saying here? And I get it. The argument's going to be this. Well, Linnell, we've got draft capital. We're at the mercy of the evaluator. I told y'all all summer. Damn it, we're at the mercy of the evaluator. Well, guess what? When the conversation shifts to Devontae Adams, I become interested, not pressed. See what I'm saying? 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Devontae Adams angry with his situation with the Las Vegas Raiders. Would you want to see him here in D.C.? Cooper's in Largo. What's going on, Coop? Coop!
Yo.
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
What up, bro? What's up, man? No, Super Dave, man. Super Dave in Largo.
Oh, Super Dave. Brother, Super Dave, you know how we get down, brother. My man, Mad Max, he got a lot of callers he working with. He typed your name. It's all good. Super Dave, my brother. Where you been at, brother?
Hey, the youngest in charge, bro. I've been around, man.
Come on,
I just
man.
Been sitting on the... I know. I've been trying to chime in and get with you, but your lines are full. You're doing a great job,
man. I appreciate
man. You're doing
you, brother.
Good, man.
I appreciate you.
Hey, let me chime in real quick on you, brother. I want to make two key points. Mm-hmm. Listen, man, just like you said, look, for me, I don't want no parts of Devontae Adams at all.
At all, brother?
At all, brother. For one, he stays hurt. His injury history is not good for me. Yeah. He's 32 years old, so we're not getting the prime Devontae Adams. And another thing I noticed, I'm watching these football games week in and week out, and I see our receiver core, they're getting open. Like, Jaden Daniels is not throwing the ball to wide open, you know, to the receivers. He's waiting for them to be wide open, which I'm not mad. Hey, look, I'm not mad at the brother. He's protecting the football. He's protecting it. But we're getting receivers open with what we have right now. And people don't realize as the season progresses, I think Noah Brown can step up and really be that number two receiver that we've been looking for, bro.
I really do.
So I think jumping out there to get Devontae, I don't really think we need to do that. I don't want to. Let's stay away from that. We good with what we got. I do understand what you're saying with that rookie contract. You know, you can bring in the heavy hitters and all that, but that's not. Let's stay away from that. And now I could throw a curveball at you. And Tyreek. Now, hey, if they could let Tyreek Hill,
Sucks now.
Now we talk about trading for Tyreek Hill.
It's different.
Now you're talking, and I've been reading some reports about Tyreek Hill. Commanders, it's real low key right now, but keep your eye on that. Tyreek Hill and the trade deal dealing with us are coming here. I would like that, man. I'd give a number one pickup for that. But real quick before I go, I just want to say shout out to you, bro. You, man, you got in that big argument about Zach Ertz, man.
Zach Ertz.
Hey, I'm never going to let that go, bro. Every time I call, I'm going to talk to you about that Zach Ertz comment. Zach Ertz is looking good out there. Hail to the Commanders.
Yes, raise hell.
I'll be there Sunday, man.
Yes, sir.
Let's raise hell. Let's show up, show out, and let's keep it rolling. Linnell, thank you for taking my
call, brother.
I listen
Love
to you on the
always,
back end.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. Phone lines packed. Devontae Adams, disgruntled. Do you want him here in Washington? 1-800-636-1067 is number. We'll keep rolling. Family, I already know what you're about to say, Mo. Why do you want Devontae Adams here?
Hold on, Big Ed. I only just need 30 seconds real
quick.
I've been listening to you. You've been talking about you had women problems, and I know why now.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, bro.
I know why, because in your scenario that you just dropped, she paid for dinner first, and then you paid. I know this is young. I know young men do things differently now, but that might be the reason.
I'm tripping.
Right there, though, sir.
Look, man.
Nah. Hey, if you can get her to pay first, I'm tripping.
Man.
Maybe I'm tripping.
You feel what I'm saying, bro?
Hey, I'm lucky. But first of all, I want Devontae Adams simply because of this, man. We don't know what it is that he's capable of doing because he went to purgatory.
He went to Siberia, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah, so now if we got an explosive offense, we're getting open now. Imagine how open we'll be. You know, it's a rival straight up 95 that says we want more weapons all the time.
Yep.
So what I would do, you know what I mean, take the Eagles model. I would package the third rounder that we got for Johan and try to sweeten the deal and bring Devontae here. I mean, what's the harm? I believe that it'll help his development. I believe that it'll help Jaden's development even more swiftly. So
for sure.
If I got Devontae, Terry, and a big back in the backfield, hey, it's gonna be scary, bro.
I feel it's a scary season. And that's why I'm interested in it. But I'll be real with you too, Mo. The more that I hear the other side of the argument, and like that's why I keep giving the example, I'm interested, not pressed. Because I take them. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about the two third-round picks. You're getting Devontae bleeping Adams. Those third-round picks go kick rocks. I hear the negative part of it, though, because the age and the injury history. But, man, that hamstring will feel a hell of a lot better. He's down here in D.C. You know what I'm saying? Get him torqued on at a go-go or something, Mo. That's the one thing we got to do with Cliff. I saw somebody tweet, Mo, had me geeked up. Said, we got to give Cliff to a go-go. I think Wale tweeted it before they take him out of here, man.
Get Cliff at the old CFE. The offense will fall off.
I'm telling you, he'd be
in Sacramento like Chris Webber. The DMV is a dangerous place for superstars.
I'm telling you, sir.
Hey, and with the advent of the internet, listen, I'm 43, right? Let me just say that I've hung out in clubs with some of these stars, and they are happy that they did it before the camera phone.
I'm telling you, the city is wild.
All right, bro, I love you.
Hey, Mo, appreciate you, of course, my man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you're on the line, stay there. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, your calls. Do you want Devontae Adams here in Washington? Don't come stupid, y'all. Tell me why. That's next on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. It's the Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham, I'll take you up the 10 o'clock. Bilal Coulibaly and Luke McCaffrey set to join the program in the final hour of Power. But right now, when you get back out to your calls, Davante Adams, another disgruntled superstar wide receiver. We didn't get Brandon Ayuk, but would you want him here in Washington? Well, waste no more time. One of the OGs, Jaime, out in Manassas. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on, Linnell? Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I have to admit, the temptation is huge, right?
Yes.
To have this is like fantasy football, right? To have a receiver like that. But I don't think in a year one of a rebuilding, I know the team is looking good. Everybody's anxious. Everybody is happy now. Expectations are getting higher and higher. All the national media is talking about us. But I think it's way too early for that. I wouldn't mortgage a draft capital for a 32-year-old wide receiver, two second-rounders. You can find a very good receiver in the draft next year. I have another solution for you, another proposal for you.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who is been a star, he's a little older now, but he's been a star. He knows Kingsbury route like a tree like nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be somebody like DeAndre Hopkins.
That's interesting. Yeah.
That's right now the Titans are soon to go on a fire sale. They're probably going to be tanking to look for a replacement for Will Levy that cannot play. That's so obvious. And he has a 2-year, $23 million contract. And you probably have to give a compensation. It's going to be like a fifth or a sixth rounder.
I hear you.
For him. And he can definitely help. He could definitely be the second receiver here, and he can help us out. I think I will go for something like that to stabilize the receiver position and give us another playmaker. They go all in and bring in somebody older like Davante Adams.
Yeah, Jaime, I appreciate the call. Yeah, like I get it, right? Like Davante Adams, the familiarity with Cliff, age, it becomes a thing with him, though. But, like, here's what I'll say. We're having this discussion, right? But it's not because Washington is god-awful at wide receiver. No, no, no. To me, the conversation now is about maximizing your window, maximizing Jaden on the rookie contract. The receiver core that you have now is serviceable with the style of offense that you're playing. It is. I don't think anybody can really argue with that. There are a serviceable bunch at that spot. But adding a guy like Davante Adams, as you continue, right, to expand this passing game, having a guy that's going to demand the attention on the perimeter that Davante will, I think it opens up things for everybody, including Terry McLaurin. Now, Terry, let's just be real about Terry is. What Terry is. You remember Terry's rookie season. That is when Terry is at his best. He is one of the best deep route runners in the NFL in terms of tracking the football, contested catches, you name it. Like, that's where he specializes. You add another respectable receiver opposite of Terry, take some of the attention off of Terry, now allows him to get vertical on a more consistent basis and do what he does best, and that's burning DBs. Pro, I'm Fairfax. What's going on?
Sir Willingham, what's up, man?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
This is the first time you actually sparked interest for me to call in. You hit a nerve.
I'm about to say, damn. Okay, go ahead then.
No. But I'm saying hit a nerve in a good way.
Okay, good,
it's
good.
One thing that we've been waiting a long time for, and that's some smart people in town, in the city, that can make good decisions. I don't want sloppy seconds. I want somebody, now we have somebody in the office that can literally go out and find our own special superstar in the third round. That's why I don't want to give up any third-round picks for Davante Adams. Or I want them to be able to be the chefs, get their recipe, get their own groceries in the store, and then put it on the field. I do hear you as far as maximizing the potential that he has now. But if we're looking at the same film, there's wide receivers running wide open.
No, there are.
It's just who Jaden is choosing
right
to hit.
I agree.
So if that's the case, we don't need another receiver to take any pressure off Terry because other receivers are running wide open. So as long as he's accurate with the football, he's not turning it over, that's not our issue right now. If anything, they need to be finding someone on defense to fill some holes that could literally boost up the defense right now, but not necessarily
for sure
offense. But I do hear you, though. But if they can find their own cheetah, if they can in the third round and they can do their own due diligence and the scouts can find, you know, that black sheep, they can find somebody else. That's what I prefer versus
me
going
as well
out and getting someone else's.
Me as well. You've been on hold for a while, but so you hear what I'm saying? It's not that like I'm head over heels, hell bent for Davante Adams, but I do understand the benefits of it. There are some folks that are shutting it down and aren't really willing to hear it, and if they do it, they may flip a lid. But I'm saying I get it. Clearly, anybody that's watched this group, they can't stop a damn running faucet defensively. I mean, it's been piss poor on that side of the football. So to
100%.
me, yes, I agree with all of you. Edge rusher, corner, two premium positions where you clearly have a greater need, but who's out there available? If Miami continues to lose, do you call them
so
about Jalen Ramsey?
Well, you keep all the options open, right?
Of course.
That's the reason we have the adult in the room now
for sure,
who can make all of those decisions, and we just have to trust the process because how long have we been in purgatory? We need to actually we've been so long dealing with losing, and we finally got a spark. And remember when RG3 first hit the scene, right?
Yep.
That man had people, and for once in a long time, we have a offensive coordinator that's actually scheming people open.
Right.
So it's not the fact that he doesn't have any groceries. It's the fact that now he's scheming them open. Jaden Daniels can pick whoever he chooses to throw 10, 11 yards, especially with the film replay or the recap. There's literally people running wide open all the way all around the field, and that's what we want. That's what we want to continue
for sure
until
Cliff's dialing it up, bro. I give you that for sure. I appreciate the call as always. 1-800-636-1067. Nate out in D.C. Mm-hmm. What's going on, bro?
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
All right. Basically, I look at it like this. You made a reference to the girl that, you know, slight interest, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Davante Adams is the girl that she was tough back in the day.
Yep.
And now she
done had a baby.
Possibly available, but... Right, we kind of moved on a little bit.
We're
going in a different...
Yeah.
So what we really want to do in this situation, we have one of the best personnel men in history.
Yeah.
As our general manager, and Adam Peters, we got to let them work. We got to trust that they know more so than what we know about what's good for the team. Past, present, and future. If they really see something that they like in Davante, they gonna grab him. If they don't, oh well. Same thing that happened with IU. Once upon a time, Cliff Kingsbury was coaching in Arizona, and like the caller previously said, they picked up DeAndre Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't take them to a Super Bowl or anything like that. I mean, it kind of diversified their offense a little more, but I think we should kind of let them go and just wait for something better to come along. Just be a little patient in that, right? Maybe this next offseason
we'll see.
Show us something that we're looking for.
Nate, I appreciate you as always, brother. 1-800-636-1067. If you're on the line, stay there. We'll take another quick timeout. When we come back, more of your calls on Davante Adams. Plus, I'll tell you the one guy that I don't think is getting enough credit for this massive, tremendous 3-1 start for the Burgundy and Gold. All that and more coming up next in the final hour of Power here on Overtime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.